Joining us this time is a former fighter pilot who has since become a high flyer in helping everyday people to make more money, become more persuasive, and to enjoy what they do. It's my pleasure this time to welcome five-time number one best-selling author and internationally recognized speaker, Ed Rush. Ed, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for your time. I just am just absolutely enjoying the opportunity to talk about how people can grow their brand, have more fun, conquer the world, change the world, share their message, and, you know, still make it home for dinner.
That's great. Well, Ed, we're going to touch on many of those things as we head through the next few minutes or so. You're a fighter pilot. That's got to be a stressful job.
Well, being a fighter pilot was both stressful and, as you can imagine, insanely fun. I was a fighter pilot for 13 years in the Marine Corps. I flew F-18s on and off aircraft carriers on and into combat. And I'd say the most interesting part about that is I'm a person that failed kindergarten. So I wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. I really learned early on that to be successful at anything, I needed to be able to follow successful people. And that led me not only to graduating from kindergarten, but I ended up graduating from college and made my way into the Marine Corps. At one point in my time there, I was the number one instructor in the Marine Corps for one against one dogfighting and all this from the kid that failed the kindergarten.
Wow. So I suppose my burning question is it just like it is in Top Gun?
It's literally exactly like that, down to the presence of Tom Cruise in everyone's ready room at any moment's notice. Top Gun, I think, did an interesting job capturing the spirit of a fighter pilot. The actual dogfighting scenes, I don't think were all that accurate, to be honest. But I think the actual real life fighter pilots might not be as cool as Maverick and Iceman. They tend to be more electric, you know, engineer types actually in real life.
Right.
But you know, fundamentally, to fly an airplane is a very simple thing. I teach people how to fly and fight the F-18 in three simple sentences. And the three sentences go like this. If you push the stick forward, the houses get bigger. If you pull the stick back, the houses get smaller. And when you push the red button on the stick, all the houses go away. That's really all you need to know.
That's great. I suppose as well, if you can teach someone how to fly a fighter plane, that you can certainly teach people how to work online, as it were, you know. Out of the two things, I mean, you know, they're not connected. So how did you go from being a fighter pilot into the online space?
Yeah, you know, so it was back in 2005, 2006, and I was in the Marine Corps. I was looking at the possibility of being deployed overseas for about a year. It was at the same time that I had started to have a family. I had a little five-month-old baby at home, and it was almost in that exact instant that I decided that I didn't want my home life dominated by an empty chair at the dinner table. And so I decided, you know, I'm trying to find a way to make some money and support my family. So I looked in the normal places a pilot looks, you know, at the airlines, maybe flying for one of the big carriers. And I decided to go down that road, and I started putting applications in with some of those companies when, in the middle of a movie one night, my wife literally stopped the movie and looks at me and goes, "Is that really what you want to do?" And I think she knew me better than I knew myself at the time. Frankly, I would have gone crazy with that job. And so what I did was I started learning a little bit about marketing, especially online marketing. And I decided I was going to try it out. And so I created a little book. It was just this tiny little ebook. It was about how to become a fighter pilot. And truth be told, my goal for that book was I wanted to make enough money to buy a computer. At the time, a computer was going to be $200 to $2,500. And so I put this little book online, and lo and behold, I woke up the next morning and I had a sale. At the time, that book was $14.50. It was discounted down from a whopping $24. And I had a sale for this kid who had got my book the night before, read it through page to page, and sent me an email the next day and said, "Dude, thank you so much for putting this together. It literally changed my life." Now, the rest of that story is that kid ended up going on into the Air Force and actually becoming a pilot, which is truly an amazing part of that very first purchase that I ever had. Mm. And sure enough, that little tiny business teaching people how to become fighter pilots turned into about a $15,000 a month business at one point back in the late 2000s, 2008, 2009. So needless to say, I got my computer And I got a lot more after that. And so I simply replicated that process. I started another little business, this time with my dad. My dad is a famous basketball referee. And he, you know, refereed with Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. And we created a course for basketball referees. That was my second online course. And I used all the same principles that I had learned before: getting leads, converting leads, following up, you know, good email sequences. And sure enough, that little business turned into about $250,000 a year business, which is still in existence today. I sold that first fighter pilot business, but that second business, the referee business, is still rocking and rolling. Today, we still have over 700 members on a $30 a month membership club. And really, that was my first foray into marketing both of those products.
Wow. So, I mean, almost success straight out of the gate, which is impressive in itself. And also, I'm still kind of wondering, what kind of computer did you buy? I mean, you wanted it one for $2,500, and instead you got $15,000 a month. I mean, that's, you must have the biggest computer in the world.
I mean, actually, I ended up buying, so the computer is still sitting here. I don't know why it's sitting in my office, but it's this gigantic Dell tower that's never, hasn't been used in the last 8 years. But, you know, it's interesting. So you said success right out of the box. And really, that first business, I'm so thankful that it was successful the way that it was. I definitely had help. I mean, I have to tell you, I bought every single information marketing training product I could get my hands on. I learned from Dan Kennedy, and I learned from Perry Marshall, who was really one of my key mentors back in 2007, 2008, to teach me how to use Google AdWords and landing pages. And I learned from everyone that I could. I bought the computer, but I probably spent that first year's worth of $15,000 a month on training courses and masterminds and products. And I truly accelerated my learning curve. I think I probably crammed about 10 years of learning and development into about 10 months. And I definitely had some failures along the way. You know, I mean, a lot of the times when we tell the stories, we remember the high points, but boy, there were probably another five businesses that I tried and failed along the way, which brings me to one of my favorite success tips. In fact, I learned this from Perry Marshall back in the day. The success tip is fail fast next. And I was a fail fast next kind of guy. And so I really zigzagged to success, but yeah, did it fairly quickly. And it was a blast just learning all that stuff. And sure enough, literally within years, I'm standing up on stages teaching people the things that I'm doing online. That's how quickly it all happened.
Wow. I mean, it's an amazing story. And as you say, it started out really with just a desire to buy a computer. So you had that desire in mind, that end goal, if you like. And, you know, to put a book together, how long did it take you to put the book on how to be a fighter pilot together?
I wrote it. So I took a 2-week trip to Japan. I was training some pilots over there at the time, and I started it when I landed in Japan, and I was done about 2 weeks later. So it just goes to show, I mean, I fully have written, like my last book, my fifth book, it's called 21 Day Miracle. I wrote that book. I went from idea to published to number one bestseller in 21 days, and I've sold literally almost 30,000 copies of this book. So it's a legitimate book. It's not some sort of rag that isn't edited. I mean, it's a good book. So my point in telling you that is you'd be amazed at how fast you can get things done with some discipline and focus. And that really is a lot of what I teach to the folks that I work with. This is like, you know, life's short, and now's a good time to roll up your sleeves and flat out get it done.
And would you say that the discipline from being a fighter pilot, from the career you had, if you like, before this, that gave you that discipline?
I think the Marine Corps really was the place that I learned that. I was a Marine before I became a fighter pilot, but and so the whole idea of, you know, if you're 5 minutes early, you're already 10 minutes late was really the Marine Corps' motto, more than Semper Fi. And yeah, I learned the discipline of just flat out getting things done. You know, I teach people, you know, every once in a while somebody will come to me and they'll ask, they'll say, you know, I have a challenge, Ed, with procrastination. And I will tell them there are two ways to solve your procrastination. And both of these are perfectly acceptable methods, but I would recommend one over the other. And method number one is to recognize you have a problem with procrastination and to buy some books or some online courses to help you overcome your procrastination. And then you can get maybe like a daily planner to show you how to overcome procrastination. And then you can make your list of all the objectives you want to accomplish and then your sub-list of all the action steps you're going to take, and then put some dates next to those and some put some accountability in place. And that's the first way to overcome procrastination. And the second way to overcome procrastination is to literally just start the project that you want to work on. I mean, literally, like, start writing the book, start the podcast, start streaming online, start doing events. And my approach to productivity, even early on, was ready, fire, aim, man. I put things in practice, and I started doing things before I even knew how to do them. And really, that's, I mean, if I had probably the most important success tip that I could give people is you're never going to be ready, so you might as well just do it now. Make the phone call, get the sale, put the website up, write the book, create the course, you know, do the ads. You're never going to know everything that you need to know, so you might as well just start it now because life's too short to wait.
That's right. You're right. And the whole idea of just learn on the job, as it were. You know, you don't need to know everything before you get started. Just get started and you'll find out what you need to do and be able to move things along. And also, I love the fact that, as you said, that along the way you did encounter some of those setbacks, but that hasn't stopped you from continuing pushing forward. And that's a real key learning point there in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say if I had to go back, statistically speaking, my best guess is I've had probably 19 failures for every single success. And I mean that on the micro level and also on the macro level. I've created a lot of videos. I've written 5 books. I've created more products than I have fingers and toes to count. I've spoken on more stages and tried to do more things. And I can just tell you that business is fraught with peril. So if you're not willing to get out there and get your nose into the grindstone and deal with a little bit of the frustration or the discouragement, then, you know, business isn't for you. The truth is, as teachers, a lot of times we tell the stories about all of our successes, because the truth is people want to learn from the things that you were successful at. But behind every great success that I know, oh man, there's a long string of failures. And the cool thing about those failures is they really act like a missile on an F-18. So for example, in the F-18, the airplane that I flew the most predominantly, when a missile comes off the airplane, initially that missile just flies straight for about 400 meters. There's a really good reason for that. The tracking systems usually don't even turn on until halfway through that first 400 meters. That's because, you know, we buy missiles here in the United States from the lowest bidder, and we want to be careful, you know, not to hit ourselves, I guess. but after that, the missile turns on its tracking system. And every single missile that flies off an airplane, no matter how technologically robust that missile is, every single missile initially takes some pretty wild turns on its way to the target. And what you'll see if you follow a full missile trajectory, especially, for example, like an AIM-9, which is a Sidewinder missile. I mean, it's named the Sidewinder missile because it's constantly making these corrections. And the big corrections happen far away, and the small corrections happen in close. And what you see is a missile that's constantly adjusting left and right, up and down. That's because of two things. Number one, the missile most of the time is always off course. But the second thing is the airplane that it's targeting is always moving, you know? And so in business, and especially if you're marketing online, the first thing is your targeting is never perfect. And so you're always adjusting, you know? You're always adjusting your message to your market. But the other truthful reality about the thing is the market's always changing. Always changing. I mean, we're recording this right in the middle of this coronavirus scare in the world. We're in our second week here in the United States of what people are calling lockdown. And I'm here to tell you, the world has completely changed in 2 weeks. And so if you're not adjusting to this, I mean, I'm getting marketing messages from companies, and I'm seeing Facebook posts and Instagram posts and Twitter posts from companies that are still rolling out their old stuff that worked a month ago. Nobody's paying attention to that stuff. I mean, it's a completely different world that we're operating in. And so just like a missile, you're always, always adjusting. And the fun part about business and entrepreneurship and life is right about the time you have it all figured out, life changes and you get to figure it out all over again. And as long as you look at it as some big fun game, you're going to have a blast, you're going to make a lot of money, and you're going to help a lot of people.
Yes, good advice. I mean, now you've mentioned, you know, your books that you've written, and you mentioned the 21-Day Miracle that you wrote in 21 days. I mean, that's it does what it says on the cover, I guess, in that respect. Which other books have you written, Ed? And can you tell us a little bit about the process behind those as well?
Yeah, I mean, this book, the last one that I just mentioned, 21-Day Miracle, really is my pride and joy. That's the book that I always send people to go to initially, because it really is the best of what I've got in terms of my books. And my process is really simple. I create while I'm in motion. So I do a lot better in motion than I do in meditation. And so with this particular book, I had an idea, a concept, what I was going to create. I gave myself a time window that I was going to do it. And I just sat down and flat out did it. To write a book this big, it's a little over 200 pages. Let me actually open it up and just see the number of pages. Just shy of 200 pages. And to write a book like this, it was about 60,000 words. I sat down and literally wrote about 7,000 to 8,000 words a day. That's about 9 in the morning for me until about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I type like a chicken on amphetamines, so I'm not a great typer. But I do know how to operate in a distraction-free environment. And I'll tell you that anyone who's ever written anything knows that the first few pages of what you write is near meaningless drivel. I mean, your mind needs to really kind of kickstart to get into content creation mode. But I'll tell you, as you start to write, chapter 2 gets better, and chapter 3 gets better, and chapter 4 is just amazing, and chapter 5, you know, is nirvana. And then you start to go back and change the introduction in chapter 1 and chapter 2. And the creative process really, like I said, is done more through motion than it is through meditation. And that's true for writing articles or doing videos or creating a product, which is why my first thing is to just get up and do it. And then we launched it. It became a number one bestseller on Amazon in its category, which frankly isn't that hard. And then within about a month and a half of the launch, it was Amazon's number one business book. That was beating Tim Ferriss and Seth Godin, which was a beautiful moment. There were over 1,000 book sales in a single day, and we're up to nearly 30,000 sales of this book overall. And it's just a testament to, you know, when you get into motion and you get a product out there, the market could take over and give you some success. I mean, this book, I didn't really market this book. I mean, I'm a marketing guy, you know, I'm a promotional guy. I like running ads. I didn't barely do anything with this book. I think I sent one email to my list. I'm not even exaggerating. And this book just took off on its own on Amazon. So I'm actually in the process of working on my sixth book right now, which wow. I'll get to, and hopefully that'll do better than even this one.
That's great. I mean, and the other books that you've written, could you just give me a timeline on, you know, when you released your first book and the success that achieved and so on?
My first book was called Take the Shot. I wrote that nothing more than a series of articles. I had written about 6 or 7 articles that I had put online. I put them all into a book, edited and printed. That was back in 2008. That was back when if you wanted to publish a book, you had to buy about 3,000 or more of your own books. So I still literally have books in my office from that very first book. My second book, some of these little books, by the way, are fairly schizophrenic. My second book, I wrote a book with Mike Koenigs on consulting. My third book was a book for attorneys. I launched a information marketing business back in 2012 that was designed solely for attorneys. So I wrote a book, which is out of print now, called How to Turn Clicks into Clients. That was when I first understood the power of a book. The short narrative on this was, you know, my partners and I were trying to get in to speak at bar associations, and we were getting no's. We were making phone calls, but getting no's. And we wrote this book, and we changed our outbound calling script to what I'm going to do right now. It sounds like this. Hi, my name is Ed Rush. I'm the number one best-selling author of the book, How to Turn Clicks into Clients. We're on a book tour. As a part of our book tour, we're on a speaking tour, and we were wondering if you wanted us to come in and speak. And we went from having one talk in a single year in 2011 to 48 bar association talks, literally almost one every week in 2012, simply because of a book.